the Saturday Light Brigade, and we're so happy to have a gentleman from Austin, Texas, who is up here today. We'll talk a little bit with him and get to know him this hour. I'll put a picture of him up on Facebook in just a moment. We'll start by having him play his first song of the set he'll do live for you now. Here is Curtis McMurtry.
You take my hand and if I had no place to fall and I needed to could I count on you to lay me down.
Curtis McMurtry, whose Facebook page I just linked to as that song was ending, and there's a picture of him up to on our page at SLB Radio. Welcome. Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
Never to play. I've passed through twice with my mother.
Thanks
so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When did you start to write music and play guitar?
Sure. I started to write music when I was 4. I wrote a lot of songs about Godzilla around that time. Properly archived, of course. And I started playing guitar when I was 12 or 13. And I started playing saxophone a few years before that.
It's funny, talking about writing songs as a little kid. A lot of little kids write songs, and I can remember writing songs when I was 4 too, and then some children somehow get that normaled out of them, whatever you want to say. They just stop writing songs, or they don't express themselves that way anymore, and then some are lucky enough to keep it throughout their life.
I think I was more prolific then, if I'm honest. I think I wrote far more songs at the age of 4.
Yeah, life gets in the way sometime. So did you pick up acoustic or electric?
I picked up electric first, really, yeah. And I played in garage punk bands
and did
in middle and high school.
Did you grow up in Austin?
I did, yeah. Born and raised.
I've never been there.
I recommend it.
Yeah, I haven't. I've been to other parts of Texas, but never Austin. So you're up visiting Pittsburgh. I know you've got a date at Club Cafe coming up later in the month, right?
Yeah, on Thursday, April 26th, I'll be playing at Club Cafe with John Bindley.
Yeah, John of our staff. That should be a great show. Well, I'm glad you're here. There's more I would like to learn about you, but what would you like to do next?
I'll do a song of mine called Wrong Inflection.
Once again, this is Curtis McMurtry.
Confess this, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be aggressive, but when you hold my hand you look so restless. I can feel it in your eyes. Dear, it must be all in your head because I'm hiding nothing. I tell you everything, you still don't trust me. Am I so easy to despise? Sometimes you say the right words with the wrong inflection. So now I'm unimpressed by yesterday's perfection. It's hard to love myself with someone else around. So though you make me weak, I won't let my defenses down. Every time we fight, you push me too far. Stop insisting that I take things too hard. You know I bruise just like a peach. Love, that's not true. Don't pretend to know the pain I've been through. When everything you have was handed to you, you never even had to reach. Sometimes you say the right word with the wrong inflection. So now I'm unimpressed by yesterday's perfection. Don't sweep me off my feet, I like it on the ground. So though you talk so sweet, I won't let my defenses down.
That was nice. You saw me waiting there to make sure.
Tension.
I like it. And actually, I really like the lyric combined with the music and the feel to that. You know how if you Google somebody, you get automatic fill-ins. And you would think that I would get your dad, right? Mm-hmm. And forgive me, you're your own man, but so many people love James McMurtry, your dad.
He's very lovable.
But the first thing I got was your mom. I typed in James McMurtry I typed in Curtis McMurtry and then it went apostrophe S, mother.
Yeah, the internet's very curious about who my mother is.
Yeah. It led me to an article in No Depression about your music, and a quote about your mom really imprinting lots of different musicians on you. But tell me about your mom, just in general.
My mom's fantastic. She's a ceramics artist. She mostly makes handmade ceramic tiles. They're really beautiful and they're three-dimensional, so she'll do some tiles of some koi fish and the fish will come out of the tile.
Nice.
It's great for bathrooms or public fountains.
And did she have you listen to a lot growing up? Or
she had me listen to so much growing up. I got a lot of exposure to just a variety of music from her. My dad had me listen to a lot as well, but it was all bluegrass and Americana, Johnny Cash. He stayed in one world, really, and my mom was more adventurous musically.
Yeah, my mom was the same way. I certainly wouldn't have the sensibilities I have now. I can remember really clearly the Weavers, Fats Waller was another one, a lot nice. Of other boogie-woogie type artists, and classical and other folk idioms, too. It was a lot of fun. My dad was not a very musical person whatsoever. This article also mentioned your grandfather, and I'm drawing a blank on that. I was going to say, wait a minute, now who is this person? But I've got you here, so I'm just going to ask.
My grandfather's name is Larry McMurtry.
Oh, gosh.
He's an author. He's written some wonderful novels and some screenplays.
Of course. He's very well known. You've got this burden here to carry the family tradition.
It opens as many doors as it closes.
Yeah.
It's hard to complain.
If you're just joining us, this is Curtis McMurtry. I do want to describe this. I don't know if I've ever seen a guitar this green before. That's beautiful. Is it Guild?
It looks
like
Guild. Yeah. They painted it this color so it would stand out at the guitar shows. There isn't a run of green Guilds or anything. But once the guitar show is over, you can get the guitar for a little bit cheaper than the standard model.
That's great. It's got a nice sound, too. A lot of jazz musicians will play Guild.
Yeah.
And it suits your voice really well, too.
Thank you.
Let's have you play another song. What would you like to do next?
I'll play one of mine called Foxhole. Saw you shining like a lighter in a foxhole, and without delay I put you in my sights. For many years I watched you dancing in my crosshairs, but I couldn't pull the trigger for my life. But then one day I got the stones to take your hand, dear, and I won you with a flower and a smile. Though all I had to offer was a fireplace and a face you learned to love after a while. One day I was called to serve my country, and I went because I'd never been away. And I returned home with a bandage on my forehead and a memory that gets weaker every day. And now you never touch me like you used to, and my injuries don't even start to heal. And I was sure right then and there that I would lose you. Oh, how wretched your beauty makes me feel. And I used to think our love was but a trifle. I was surprised it lasted through the month of May. But now I am too old to lift my rifle,
You're still here to watch me waste away. My love, I've lost so many friends since we got married. And I know that you could say the same to me. I believe I was the first to ever catch you. Perhaps I should be the first to set you free. I saw you shining like the sunlight through the window, and the truth had started slowly sinking in. And I knew when I walked out the door this morning, I would never see your pretty face again. So don't go searching for my body in the cattails. Just be happy that I've found a place to rest. By the time you read this letter, I'll be gone, dear. You know I love you, but this is for the best. You know I love you, but this is for the best.
Curtis McMurtry, that is one heck of a song. If you know any veterans, regardless of their age, including a lot of younger veterans back from our recent wars.
Our perpetual wars.
That's one heck of a song. Thank you for... Thank you for playing it. I hate to get so direct about it, but do you remember? I know you remember writing that song, but is there anything that particularly moved you? I mean, the imagery in that song is really something. Was it a person or just seeing a lot? Because you're of an age where you would have a lot of peers that I would think would have ended up in Afghanistan.
I do. It was statistics, really. The imagery, I'm not sure that's where that came from entirely, but the real theme of the song, I wrote it in the summer of 2012, and the summer before was when the suicide rate among our veterans surpassed the combat deaths. As when those statistics were first published, and that's hard to get out of your head.
Yeah, it sure is, and
it hasn't gotten better.
No, I think
at least not sustainably.
No, it's still at the rate I want to say it's about 20 per day. The last roughly, plus or minus, as if that's something to. Be inaccurate about, but it's about that much, which is just a horrible thing. And that's a good song. Have you played that for veterans or had reaction from veterans at all?
Admittedly, reaction from veterans is mixed.
Interesting.
Because I'll be honest, I have not served, and some feel it's presumptuous to write a song like that when it is not your experience. And I've also gotten very positive response from some veterans who felt it articulated a struggle they were having every day.
I wouldn't have thought about that, but that makes sense. I guess since I want to be on your side, I would justify it. And it, at least at the worst, it's an attempt to have great empathy for another person if you haven't had that experience directly. And at the most, it's helping other people understand those thoughts. That's a really terrific song.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing it. This is Curtis McMurtry here with us. He has, I think, 3 CDs available. Are there?
We'll say 2.
2?
Everyone's career kind of starts over when they release their debut solo album. I had a few albums before that, but in 2014, I released my first solo album called Respectable Enemy. And then last year, I released my second solo album called The Hornet's Nest.
So CurtisMcMurtry.com is...
CurtisMcMurtryMusic.com.
Yeah, I actually knew that right as that came out of my mouth. I realized it. CurtisMcMurtryMusic.com. And I'm sure your CDs are available in all of the usual spots, too.
Absolutely. Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music.
Gosh, that's a good song. I'm going to have trouble getting that song out of my head today. I'm really glad you played it. You're going to be, you know, we do have folks listening online, and I know you're heading up to New England, right?
Yeah, next week.
Do you have your itinerary in your head pretty much? Or
I hope so.
If you don't, I can work at it. I think... I just had it in front of me. Northampton at the Iron Horse.
Yeah, this Tuesday, the 17th, is Northampton, the Iron Horse. And then Thursday, the 19th, I'll be in New York at Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 3. And then...
New Haven, Connecticut on the 20th.
Correct.
At the Elm City Music Festival at Cafe 9. And then... Club Passim in Cambridge on the 21st. What a nice show that'll be for you. And then back to Pittsburgh on April 26th at Club Cafe. It's nice to have you here and to hear you playing. Have you always pretty much played solo? In terms of your most recent career, I guess.
Often when I'm traveling, it's solo. I also perform with a cellist named Diana Burgess, who plays cello and sings harmony. And is a terrific songwriter in her own right. And sometimes she travels with me. And when I'm back home in Austin, I play with her and also an upright bass player named Taylor Turner.
And do any of your albums reflect that lineup?
Absolutely. The albums are actually fairly fleshed out, a little more orchestral and a little more jazz-based.
Nice.
There's a lot of trumpet on both albums.
Oh, that makes me really eager to hear them. Curtis has, I think, about 3 more songs to share. What would you like to do next?
I'll play one of mine called Rebecca.
Rebecca, I know there's nowhere to go. It all fell apart, but it happened so slowly. I didn't notice that we were losing control. Rebecca, don't cry. I told you no lies. Yeah, I kissed you back, but I still don't know why. I don't think I love you, but I sure can get lost in your eyes. Don't pretend that you don't understand. I can't live my life in the palm of your hand. And when I'm in your arms, I forget who I am. So I think we should stop. Rebecca, I see we'll never agree. And it's hard to be callous to someone so sweet. I don't want to hurt you, and I don't want you to hurt me. It's late and I can't let you stay. Besides, you still insist you don't want me that way. We said we'd be careful, but lines in the sand blow away. Please don't pretend that you don't understand. I can't live my life in the palm of your hand. And when I'm in your arms, I forget who I am. So I think we should stop Rebecca, I know there's nowhere to go. It all fell apart, but it happened so slowly. I didn't notice that we were losing control.
Curtis McMurtry here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Another great song. What a great songwriter you are. You're probably...
Thanks so much.
I would imagine you're accustomed to hearing that. And
more flattery always, please.
Are you on the road a lot of your life these days? You make your home in Austin. I mean, judging by the couple weeks you have ahead of yourself, you're traveling a lot, but are you keeping that pace up year round?
It fluctuates. Last year I was on the road a lot because I'd released a new album February of 2017, and so I was on the road at least as much as not last year. But it can depend. I try to be as busy as possible. It's not always easy.
Given how good a writer you are and a musician as well, I suspect you really like to write. Really like to write.
Absolutely.
Do you think you like to write more than you like to tour?
I think my preference fluctuates as well. There are times when traveling is really, really great, and there's times where it's a little more difficult depending on what else is going on. I really do like to write though, and I try and write every day regardless of whether or not I'm traveling. I found that my method of songwriting is sort of I call it a distillery process, where I write 24 lines every day and I just expect that most of them will be worthless. Most of them will be bad. But if I write every day, I'll get to the good stuff quicker, and I filter it down. I sort through the lines every 6 weeks or so, find the stuff that, oh, this is good. This goes into the next Word document, and then comb through that. This is a little better. This will go into the next one. And then comb through that and find the ones that I really want to sing in front of people, that I will not cringe if I sing it in front of them. And then from there, you try and find the same character talking.
That's
sew a song together.
And if you're... as you are authentic, you're going to definitely find those similarities across the Word documents. As you said, you know who worked like that was August Wilson, the playwright, who, was a son of Pittsburgh. And he would listen to conversations on the street of the community members whose life he wanted to depict, and he'd jot down things that he heard, and he would file them away, and he had all these little bits of dialogue here and there, and then much like a collage, he would put them together and create characters and then plot lines around them. So it was the same kind of synthesis that you're talking about.
That's a good method.
Yeah, it is, and it's also a great way to encourage people to write.
Yeah, just doing it, I think. I think there's a misconception where, and this works for some people, but I have some songwriter friends that they always wait for the inspiration to strike, and they want to write a song all at once, or they want to sit there with a blank page on a day they've reserved and say, all right, I want all of this song right now. And I have a really hard time with that. I have a hard time getting consistency throughout a song when I do it that way.
And some people, it might work for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really jealous of those people, too. I wish it would just come like a lightning bolt.
Today I've got to write a hit.
Yeah, it's an impressive skill, but I think I stole my style from Leonard Cohen, who will burn through a whole legal pad of notebook paper just trying to get one word right.
Yeah, they're probably. I mean, the notion of, you know, just keep it flowing, and eventually, it's almost like fishing. You know, keep the school of fish coming down until you find the one that you really want.
But absolutely,
you're not gonna have any fun at it unless there's fish. We're gonna throw them all back too. I didn't mean to. We won't hurt any fish during this analogy. Curtis McMurtry is here. His website is curtismcmurtrymusic.com. We've also linked to his Facebook page. He's got a couple albums out that I have a feeling are, I quite honestly, I haven't heard them, but I have a feeling they're beautiful given the orchestration you described, having a cello and some harmony and also a bass playing along with him. We've definitely have time for two more, as long as that's good for you.
I see
you've got an accessory out.
Yeah, it's an extended technique. For this next one, I'm weaving a metro card between the strings of the guitar up near the bridge. It'll sort of sound like a gourd instrument, or a little bit like trash can percussion. Or maybe a little bit like an imbira, the West African thumb pianos. And the song I'm going to do with it is called Silver World.
Chosen, for we draw lines we never cross. A silver world where nothing touches, nothing gets dirty or lost. But the Lord is a wolf, not a shepherd. There's no rope for us to hold on. There is only one path we can follow. We don't go anywhere when we're gone. So build your towers to the heavens. Nothing made is here to stay. Put up a stone to mark our bones. Till the wind wears it away. Lay me naked on a hill. Leave my body by its lonesome. Let the vultures have their fill. The years will scrape away my voice and everything I ever knew. The dead don't care if they're forgotten, but the old, they surely do. Build your towers to the heavens. Nothing made is here to stay. Put up a stone to mark our bones. Till the wind wears it away. Till the wind wears it away. Till the wind wears it away.
Each song as good as the last. That's Curtis Curtis McMurtry. Yeah, that's gosh, the line, the dead don't care if you remember, but the old.
Yeah, the dead don't care if they're forgotten, but the old, they surely do.
Yeah, that's a beautiful line. You mentioned your style of arriving at lyrics. I suspect you must start there and then add music, or do you hear it in your head as you're synthesizing? I know it's a hard process to describe.
It's some lines, I think, do imply a melody from the page, but really I don't have a set formula for that. Sometimes there's progressions or melodies that I can finally set words to, but I'll come at it from any angle, whatever gets the song finished.
Yeah, and it's I generally don't like to ask questions like that, but you're such an interesting writer. It's fascinating to me how some of these were made. They're uniquely you, and I you're the kind of person, I think, if somebody heard one of those songs sung by somebody else, they'd say that's a Curtis McMurtry song.
Oh, thank you.
You really come across that way. We have time for one more. Is there anything you'd like to mention that I may have neglected? Now, Curtis will be back in Pittsburgh for you to see him. It's Club Cafe on the 26th. Thank you. Along with our own John Binley, and that'll be a great show.
I'm so excited. John and I met when we were both living in Nashville about 5 years ago, and he was the first songwriter there that I met that was my age. I'd been writing with people much older, and I had a great time with him there.
It's funny, when I met John, I forget how the subject came up, but I'm guessing maybe you met Fred Kohler.
I worked in his bookstore for a little bit.
Yes, and Fred Kohler, somebody whose music we've been playing here for years. I think John might have seen a Fred Kohler album I had on my desk or something, but
he's who introduced us, actually.
Oh, that's funny.
I came in to talk to Fred, and Fred had John Binley's Three Rivers up on his computer and played it for me.
Yeah, as you're listening, you've heard us play Fred Kohler before. If it's not ringing a bell, a song that gets requested a lot, Sand in My Shoes, is Fred Kohler's song. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
What would you like to close up with?
I'll close with one of mine called Mariah. Other in the grit and the mud, my hands covered with blisters, your shirt covered in blood. You thought the vultures were angels come to take us away off into the sunset at the last of the day. And I know you won't ever get out of this hole. We won't go easy, and we sure as hell won't go slow. Simple, and I should have been scared. I expected a setup, still I was not prepared. You say you think we can take 'em, but you can't catch your breath.
There's 100 more coming, and we've only got 2 bullets left. And I never knew better, I guess. If it weren't for me, we'd never be in this mess. When the world gets cold, we do what we must. I gave you my fire, you gave me your trust. And all I have now is the smoke and the dust. If you knew me at all, you wouldn't love me so much. So pull back the hammer, stare up at the sky. Rest your hand on my shoulder, we'll pretend we can fly. Off into the sunset, at the last of the day. You thought the vultures were angels, come to take us away.